This is the news, reviews, and analysis. Assalamu alaikum and bulwaini to the listeners. This is Radio 76 100.4 FM, and we are now discussing the question of the homeschooling regulations. Parents and associations who prefer homeschooling over the traditional have hit out at the Department of Basic Education over its proposed homeschooling policy. After 4 years of consultation, there are still parties who disagree. The proposals made include that parents should register the child with the department, keep a record of attendance, have a suitable timetable, adopt a curriculum, and present the children for period testing. To discuss this, we are now joined by Megan Puchert, chairperson of the Eastern Cape Homeschooling Association. Well, Megan.
Good morning, Ashraf, and good morning to your listeners.
Why is the Eastern Cape Homeschooling Association opposed to the homeschooling policy? What are your concerns?
Ashraf, we are not necessarily opposed to a homeschooling policy issued by the Department of Basic Education and the Minister of Education. However, we are opposed to the manner in which the Department of Education is trying to regulate homeschooling and how it's choosing to control and monitor it.
So if you could give us some details there. I understand we've had a departmental spokesperson, in fact, Elijah Mashlanga, on a show yesterday, I think. He spoke about assessment issues, monitoring, and as well as, I think, the definition of the site of learning. Could you expand a bit on what you've indicated in the manner in which the department wants to regulate and control?
Thank you, Ashraf. Yes, you know, it is quite difficult, and it's unfortunate that I didn't hear the interview from yesterday, but it's unfortunate that we have not yet had sight of what we have been told has been a policy that was approved. This policy has not been made available to the public, and we are now waiting for it to be published in the Government Gazette. So it's extremely difficult to give detailed comments on a policy that we have now not seen. What we have seen was a draft policy that was issued on the 17th of November last year, which had various provisions in it which concerned us. So maybe I can give you an example of one or two of them. Whether those conditions or whether those provisions in the draft policy were amended after our submissions, we don't know. We haven't seen the final version. For instance, what the draft policy was wanting to do is to insist, and in fact, it's a peremptory wording that is used in the draft policy, that the provincial education department must inspect the home where home education is occurring. Now, this, we would say, is completely unconstitutional. If you look at the case law in South Africa since the constitutional dispensation has come into being, this would be found to be unconstitutional. The home is a private domain, and for education officials to usurp a right to enter a home without a search warrant, without any prima facie evidence of neglect or prima facie evidence of a crime having been committed, is completely unacceptable to the homeschooling movement.
Would the department perhaps not argue that that room or that part of the house where perhaps most of the education, homeschooling education happens, is perhaps the place they want to see? And would parents perhaps not be willing to say, well, I give you permission to see that part and only that part, and then you have a discussion and you leave my home?
Ashraf, unfortunately, the reality is that if that is the argument of the education department, it reflects a poor understanding of what home education actually is. Many home educators do not have a single designated area for education. Education is not just sitting at a table or a formal school desk receiving formalized bookwork. Education is a broad frame of learning experiences, which can happen in a garden, it can happen at a table, it can happen in the kitchen, it can happen in the lounge, it can happen in a bedroom. So it is very difficult, and in fact I would say it is unacceptable to even demarcate a specific area in a home, because that's limiting education experiences.
What measures are in place to ensure that a child being homeschooled is receiving the best standard of education?
Well, Ashraf, I think, you know, my experience of homeschooling parents are that they are acting in the best interest of their children. They are doing whatever they can and taking full responsibility to raise their children and to educate their children. The home education families that I know a great many of them nationally and internationally, go to great lengths to provide their children with opportunities to learn. So I think the Department of Education is purporting and are arguing that they need to regulate home education because there's a duty on them to regulate the right to a basic education. And I would argue that homeschooling parents are complying with the right to a basic education without the department needing to proactively monitor it. I agree, where there is some form of evidence or an allegation of educational neglect, then certainly measures need to be put into place to protect children. But where parents are making a statement and they are taking responsibility for their own children's education, I cannot understand why the department would want to usurp the role of the parent in that instance.
I'm uncertain if the policy is now in a form of legislation or regulation, but if this policy is now passed and made formal, will the association be challenging it?
You know, Ashraf, that is one of the very big concerns that I've had. The Eastern Cape Homeschooling Association, in our submission that we did when we were invited to do comments after the 17th of November, we had a problem with the definitions in the National Education Policy Act from which this policy stems. I would argue that the definitions do not enable the department or the minister to pass a policy or determine a policy that has parentary obligations on parents of home-educated children. In addition to that, there's a court case, a constitutional court case that came through in 2001. It's called the Minister of Education versus Harris, where the court actually found, and that had to do with a policy that was to do with admission age of children, and the court actually found that the minister had exceeded his powers back then in terms of passing the policy and treating it as law. Now, I would argue in this instance, even more so, we private parents and learners in a home are being dealt with. There is no way that the department has considered the Harris Constitutional Court case.
That's Megan Putchett, chairperson of the Eastern Cape Homeschooling Association, giving the association's view and her own experience and opinion with regard to the Department of Basic Education's new proposed homeschooling policy, which the association has not seen the final version of. The issue of land and the economy appear to have